In the three demonstrations in this lesson, you see how you navigate through a team site and configure the publishing of that new site navigation. You finish off by reviewing how to implement managed navigation in SharePoint Online. In this first demonstration, you review how to modify navigation elements within a team site, starting with creating a new team site. You then see how to take this site and set options for navigation inheritance and create new navigation links within the top link navigation structure. This next demonstration shows you the process for configuring publishing site navigation within a site collection. First, you see how to enable the publishing infrastructure feature within the specified site collection. You then configure structural navigation elements and finally add the new links to the global and quick launch navigation. This last demonstration in this lesson covers how to use managed navigation within a site collection that is already using the publishing infrastructure feature. You see how to enable managed navigation, create some new pages, then restructure the hierarchy in Term Store Manager. Finally, you look at the friendly URLs that managed navigation generates.